Welcome, everybody. This is a very, very life-changing day that we are in. And for those of you who have been watching around the world, we have changed leadership today. And what that means in a bigger part of our lives is, instead of sitting on the park bench watching other people make changes in the world, every one of us is being asked to step to the forefront and be the leader that we are. We are being asked to be the voice of change. We are being asked to step into our power and to be the very, very, very powerful men and women and children that have been walking a pathway out of reaction, out of pointing fingers, and into the new world of being able to be capable and commanding and kind and walking in beauty and freedom. So my intention for this piece of work right now is to just bring all of those who are listening to this recording, give you a moment to take a breath and be part of the voice that's saying, I am taking a step forward to stand in my truth, to stand in my gift, my power of who I am. So would you simply say hello to your feet and see them on either the ground in the room you're sitting in, if you happen to be outside, really allowing the elements to come from the soil. And even if you're sitting inside, let's just close your eyes and let's visualize being out in Mother Nature. Visualize having your feet either be in sand or on soil. And as you take that breath, allowing that earth energy to feel the bottoms of your feet, the sole of your feet. And as that earth energy is just coming up to touch the sole of your feet, would you say hello to your soul, the bigger part of you? And hear the hello from the soul, the bigger part of you, saying hello back to you as the soil from the earth is touching the sole of your foot. And on your next breath, would you allow yourself to breathe in the nourishment from the center of the earth in through the sole of your foot? Breathing that all the way into your first chakra as you are saying hello to the soul, your higher self, that part of you that's outside of a body. Would you invite your soul, the higher part of you, to merge more fully with your body, your the part of you that is in human form? And as a merged soul, soul body, would you say hello to that earth energy that's coming up from the soles of your feet into that first chakra? And right here in that first chakra, can we allow the feelings of anxiousness, the feelings of, holy crap, what's about to happen? That feeling of bigness, this feeling of overwhelmness, this feeling of, I don't know what to anticipate. All of those feelings that happen in that survival mode, can we allow them to be washed down a grounding cord? Washed down into the center of the earth where the earth mother really needs more fertilizer. as you're breathing in up from the soil of the earth into the sole of your feet, up into that first chakra, nourishment, brand new moment, brand new day. Allowing that nourishment to come into that first chakra and bathe that first chakra. And as that newness, the enrichment of the soil that comes in, would you say hello to a grouping of light, if you will, called Kryon? Just say hello to Kryon. The other day I posted a piece that Kryon had sent saying there's wild cards in the mix. Today was about a wild card. In that wild card mix of this information from Kryon, it said that a big stick was being put into the mix. It's going to stir up a lot, but it's going to call forth us. It's going to call forth our greatness. It's going to call forth our leaders who've been sitting on the sidelines. So in this first chakra, in this energy of you're saying hello to the wild cards, as you're saying hello to the big stick energy, as you're saying hello to the Kryon, would you simply allow that stick to be moving in this energy right now? And simply allowing all that's not you, all that energy that's kind of getting stirred up today, would you simply allow, as you stir the stick, as you allow that energy to be stirred up, would you simply allow all that's not you, on your out-breath, to breathe all of that out of that first chakra, out of your physical body, out of you merged with the soul, down into the center of Gaia, where she absolutely is saying, yay, baby, give me some more fertilizer. Because I'm stirring it up to send you more nourishment up through your soles of your feet. I'm sending you more nourishment to refuel that first chakra, to reset that first chakra in empowerment. So would you allow yourself to take a breath and breathe in this brand new nourishment, this brand new fuel for your soul, up in through the soles of your feet, into those leg channels, into your thighs, up into that first chakra, resetting that first chakra at empowerment. Feeling how it's allowing the molecules of your first chakra to change. And would you claim this right now? I am empowered. As you allow that feeling of empowerment now to move in through that first chakra. And to this vibration of empowerment, would you allow yourself to be capable? I am capable, and I am empowered. Just notice how those two vibrations really play well together. I'm very capable. And I am empowered. In this moment, I'm claiming even more of the power of who I am as a spiritual being in a human body on planet Earth in 2017. And just notice around you, there are people who are being affected by the stick being stirred. Would you watch that? But choose right now, in this moment, on this breath, would you choose to breathe in your truth of empowerment and your truth of being capable? And let's add one more vibration to that triad. I am empowered. I am capable. And let's bring in that third vibration of being curious. I am curious as to how I will show up in my empowerment. I am curious as to how I will hold this light. Just breathe that triad right here as we're allowing this empowerment to come from the very molecules of the Earth Mother up into the soil, up into the sole of your feet. And with that vibration of being very capable, would you direct that empowerment in the sole of your feet, very command it right into that first chakra. And allow the energy to be curious. I wonder how grand I get to become. I wonder how grand this power is I'm stepping into. I wonder all the doors. I'm curious about all the doors that are blowing open. So I, as a spiritual being in body right here, right now, I step into a room and I become the leader. Because I am capable. And I own this power that I stand in. I own the empowerment of who I am. And as I breathe out all that's being stirred up by the stick. I'm breathing out anything that's reactionary mode. And I hold on to my being capable. And to this vibration of being capable and empowerment and curiosity, would you simply allow yourself to be certain? I am certain. In my certainty, I am building a platform for which to step forth in my empowerment, in my capableness. Because I'm curious. I'm going to stand in wonder. And now let's breathe this energy, all this energy that you're standing in, of being empowered, of being capable with curiosity mixed in and being certain. Would you breathe this from that first chakra where it's been building and cultivating and just overflowing? Would you allow it to overflow and as it pulls in now up into that second chakra? A lot of times people walk into a room from the energy of the second chakra saying, will you like me? But right now, would you claim this second chakra and say, wow, everybody, I'm walking into the room with my clarity, with my compassion, with my curiosity, with my creativity. Because I'm an empowered being. That's very capable. That's very certain. Allowing this energy to fill every cell, every molecule, all the way down to the atom and teen particle. That particle that cannot be divided anymore. Just breathing in your empowerment and claiming it. I am a powerful woman. I am a powerful man. I am a powerful light being, light worker, however that terminology that you feel good about. Because I feel good. In this moment, I feel so alive. thank you, universe, for bringing this new leader. Thank you, universe, for stirring up the pot, because I was sitting on the sidelines. And I am so excited right now. I'm so curious. I'm just amazed at my creativity that is abounding now, because I'm standing very firmly in my own essence. I'm standing firmly in the light of who I am. And I feel so capable as a light being, as a spiritual being in a human body. And I'm empowered now to step forward and shine my light out into the world as I anchor being capable, as I anchor being certain, as I anchor standing on the soles of my feet in the soul of the earth, merged with my soul, my higher self. Just breathe that in. Allowing that energy now to continue to build from below, up through your feet, all the way into that third chakra. And right here, would you invite in the energy of being commanding. Commanding, being a person that has the ability to give a direction. I'm commanding of who I am. I am certain of my voice. I am certain of my creativity. I'm curious about the doors it's going to open. And I allow my empowerment to shine forth as I stand in all these vibrations that I'm weaving in my body, through my body, around my body, allowing the light of who I am to shine into every molecule of my body, of my beingness. I am this beautiful light. I am certain. I am capable. I am commanding of my presence. I am a powerful being. And I'm going to now choose, in this moment, I'm going to choose to pull all of that energy from chakras 1, 2, and 3 and pull them all the way into my heart. Allowing all of this energy to merge with the love that I am, to merge with the powerful light being that I am, igniting more intensely, more fully, more radiating out the light of who I am right here, right now, allowing that flame to build, to continue to build and illuminate out. And as this energy comes from the center of the earth, up through the sole of my feet, in through my leg channels, up into that first, second, third chakra, blowing right into my heart, it joins the column of light of who I am. And would you look above you now as that flame builds from that fourth chakra into the fifth chakra, your vocal cords, into that sixth chakra, your seventh chakra, blowing out the top of your head, out into all that is, this bright light of who I am right now in this moment, in this time of life. This is me shining out. I am the light. And right here, as you are shining so brightly, would you say hello? To the elementals. Would you say hello to the fire elementals called the salamander? And would you hear their hello back to you? They ignite and they purify. And would you say hello to the water elementals, the undying? Would you say hello to the air elementals, the self? Would you say hello to the earth elementals, the fairies and the gnomes? Hear their hello back to you. And as you stand in this amazing brilliance of love of who you are, would you share this with them? Just show them this light of who you are. We're going to ask them to help us here in a minute. Just allow them to see you. Would you also invite in the archangelic realm? There are many archangelics who would like to be part of your creation today, what you are doing today. Just see who presents themselves to you. You can have as many archangelics in your presence as you desire right now. Would you also invite into your presence the divine feminine presence of a triad of Anna, the grandmother of Jesus, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene? And would you invite into your presence the triad of the masculine? Of Archangel Michael, of Brother Yeshua, and of Archangel Melchizedek. And just look around of what you are creating right now in this moment, the greatness of who you are in this moment, the light of who you are in this moment. In the presence of all these grand beings of light, joined with you, as the Creator, joined with you to make a difference. Joined with you to be the leader. And would you bring to your mind, would you bring to your imagination, what would you like the world to be? What are the characteristics of what you want to create, of what you want to experience? Start putting those words, those vibrations in your creation. It might include vibrations like being integrity, of inclusiveness. All races, all colors, all religions, all beliefs, all sexuality included. Having value. Having your opinion be heard and be mattered. Having equal pay. Having clean water. What are some of the characteristics of what the world you want to live in within this new leadership? Take a breath. Anything you can dream up. you have tears rolling down your face, let them flow. Because you are the creator right now. Would you invite all the archangelics to show you their vision of what they see is possible? And would you allow the triad of the divine feminine to show you what the divine feminine shows as possible? And it may come as a feeling. It may come as a visual. Notice what you notice. Would you invite the divine masculine triad to show you what they're seeing as what is possible? And if it is your choice, would you ask all of that to merge with your creation, becoming one with your creation from the archangelics, from the triad of Anna and Mary and Mother Magdalene, from the triad of Yeshua, Michael, and Melchizedek. From the powerful creator that you are, standing in this light of who you are, capable, certain, commanding, empowered being of light. Standing in the love of all that is, owning you. Now on your next breath, standing in the love of who you are, would you show your creation merged with all these beings of light? Would you show your creation to the elementals? Would you invite them to play with you? The salamanders who ignite and purify. The water elementals who bring the flow. The air elementals who bring that movement of non-form to form. The fairies and the gnomes who bring the nurturing, the nourishment, the growth, the soil. Would you invite them to play? Would you allow them to mirror back to you this beautiful thing you are creating right here, right now? The beauty, the grandeur, the magnificence, the changes that you right here, right now are creating and anchoring into the soils of the earth, the waters of the earth. The air of the earth. The fires of the earth. Would you hear the celebration, the party, the whoops, the hollers of, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Would you allow yourself to step into the celebration? This is what you are creating right here, right now. Be part of the celebration. Feel the hugs. The slaps on the back, the high fives, the glory, the grandeur. Own it. Be part of the celebration. Raising your glass into toast. Job well done. And on your next breath, would you allow yourself to simply be the observer of the party? Because the party's going on for quite a while. Be the observer of the party. And notice that as you stand in this energy, it radiates out around you. You are the light on the candle for all to see. Capable, certain, commanding of your presence. In love, in joy. Would you look around? And notice that just in this a little amount of time, the energy that was around you from the stick being stirred, just observe how you owning who you are, standing in this light, notice the calmness around you. Allow the light of who you are to continue to ripple out, to radiate out. And would you own it? I am the change. I allow my voice to be heard. I will stand in love. I choose to stand in light. I am one with this light. And notice as you simply own who you are and radiate this light out, that those in that circle around you start to light up. As each person who comes into your presence stands in their truth, in their light. And just breathe as you're breathing all of this creation that all created, and that light continues to illuminate and radiate out. The next out-breath, allowing it to go one more ripple out. Watch how the intensity of the light becomes brighter. And on your next out-breath, would you allow this light to illuminate out for an entire city block around you? All merged with the archangelics. All merged with the divine feminine. All merged with the divine masculine. All merged with the help of the elementals. Brilliant white light. And breathe it all the way into your heart. And on your next out-breath, allow it to go from that one city block, filling in your entire city of where you happen to be right now. Turning on other lights, allowing them to say, hey, I get to be counted. I get to be empowered and certain and capable. Allowing each person to get off the bench, to be a participant in their life, to be the leader. And breathing all that energy all the way back into your heart. And on your next out-breath, breathe it out. Let it go. Let it fill the state where you live. Breathing it back in, and on the next out-breath, let it be the state you're in three surrounding states. And then breathing all that in and letting it expand out to three more states. And breathing it in and breathing it out, allowing this light to anchor and expand. All the way to every state. Particularly touching all the new roles that are being stepped into from a political arena. It wasn't just one person stepping into a role. Would you simply allow the light to expand into all of the new jobs, all of the new roles, all of the new titles, allowing the light to shine as you claim right where you're sitting, I am powerful. I am capable. I am certain. I am empowered. I am curious of how many wonderful opportunities are going to present themselves for me to stand in this brilliant light of who I am. Breathing all your energy now back into you. Allowing the light to continue to radiate out. But put your awareness just on you. This is about you owning you. Each of us owning ourselves. And again, would you say hello to all of the elementals? The salamander. The undine. The sylph. The fairies and the gnomes. Would you thank them? Would you thank the archangelics who are in your presence? Would you thank the triad of the divine feminine of Anna, Mary, and Mother Mary Magdalene? And the divine masculine of Michael, Yeshua, and Melchizedek? Would you send a resounding thank you to your soul for being in a body the only way we can grow as a spiritual being is to be in a human body. What a grand time to choose to be in a human body right now. Planet Earth, 2017. Would you pat yourself on the back? Job well done. Yay me. Be very pleased with yourself. Allow that inner smile to begin to radiate from inside out. I'm doing a bang-up job. Yay me! Be pleased with yourself. Be aware of the room around you. Kind of wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Allow your beautiful essence to open your eyes and be in the room that you're in, claiming this, all that you just created, all that you are. With your eyes open, declare it. I am a powerful being, and I am making the change right now. I am the voice, and I choose to stand in this power of who I am. I choose, right here. This is my choice. And be pleased with yourself.